Welcome everybody to the Sleeper Wire Show. Welcome to week 4. Yes, it is here. We are almost a quarter of the way done with the fantasy season. Coming at you with this Thursday weekend preview, I am Professor Chris, and with me, I got Dirty Jobs Mike. Mike, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Not much, man. Just enjoying another Thursday night football game. This one's actually kind of exciting to me, so there is that. It's not just a lame game.
Yeah, there's stuff going on. We also got producer Rob on the show. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Excited to see my Eagles play tonight. Hopefully Devontae Adams kind of shreds them, though. I need him to score some points.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are waiting for Devontae Adams to score some points.
Yeah, yep.
All right, guys, before we jump into the quick question, I want to bring this up again. We have a special going on with our Patreon page for next year's Sleeper Wire Pro-Am. Anyone who pledges $10 a month starting this week and does it all season will be automatically entered into the Pro-Am and a listener league for next season, which, you know, the price from 2018 to 2019 went up. Chances are it will again. We really enjoy raising money for great causes, and this is a chance for you to get in early and get in at a discount. Mike, Rob, you ready to move into our quick question here?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right. Give me your biggest fantasy surprise through 3 weeks, Rob. I'll kick it to you first.
Terry McLaurin. Hands down, kid is shredding defenses on a bad Washington offense, and I love it. I got him in a couple of leagues, lucky enough to catch him on waiver priority, so I will celebrate his newfound glory.
We should have written these down because that was mine. What about you, Mike?
That's funny because that was mine too, so I gotta readjust my favorite. Hold on, let me think.
I'll go second. DJ Chark killing it for the Jaguars. Touchdown every single week. Looks like, but he is Gardner Minshew's favorite target. Go back and listen to the great debate I did with Rob. Was it with you?
No, I believe that was Hoos. DeMarcus Robinson.
Yes. Chark versus DeMarcus Robinson. A lot of good thoughts on DJ Chark, and a lot of it came true this past week. So, DJ Chark. My other one was going to be Amari Cooper. Super happy with how consistent he's been.
You know, the guy who I've really enjoyed this year is Cooper Kupp. He's just been so everything that I wanted him to be. And in the rounds I was getting that guy in, yum, yum. I'm loving every bit of that fantasy value I got out of that guy. Not really a fantasy surprise because I felt like he was going to kill it. But
let's move into the news. Kicking it off, bye weeks have officially started this week. Just two teams. We have the New York Jets and the San Francisco 49ers on a bye. So make sure to get those players out of your lineup. Antonio Brown, no longer retired. I mean, this is only a matter of time, I guess. Maybe Eric Weddle coaxed him back into it. Did you see that Twitter exchange between them?
Oh, God, that was gorgeous. I love it.
That was pretty funny. That poor Antonio Brown, man, he is having himself a Britney Spears-esque year. I mean, he is just going hard in the paint. He like a mix between Britney Spears and Charlie Sheen, I feel. Like,
that's a perfect way to put it. That's a great comparison.
Yeah, he's gonna come out with a winning video soon.
Antonio Tiger Blood Brown. Let's move on here. Melvin Gordon is reporting to the Los Angeles Chargers this week to end his holdout. He's not going to be playing this week, but he will likely be back next week. Anthony Lynn. I was watching a Phillies game before. said that Melvin Gordon is without a doubt their running back one. He is their RB1. He is the one who is going to get the work. Sorry, Austin Eckler truthers. I know so many of you want to believe that, oh, well, Eckler's still going to split carries. Eckler's still going to get 50% of the work. No. No, it's not going to happen. Sorry, guys. It was a fun 4 weeks, but Eckler, I mean, you can't drop him, obviously, but he's the number two, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the number two, and I really, I mean, unless you're the Melvin Gordon owner, I feel like you maybe can drop him. I mean, you're going to play him this week, obviously, but after that, I mean, I guess you can snap him if you need the room, but I'd rather have somebody else I feel like is going to have more play. I mean, Melvin Gordon, if he stays healthy, he stays on the field.
I would see if I could trade him to a running back needy team and see if they can use him for the rental and get somebody who's going to have some more value season long.
What if you could trade him for Mecole Hardman?
Ooh. You know, that's tempting. We don't know how long Tyreek Hill's going to be out. I think I'd do it.
I think when Tyreek Hill comes back, I like Mecole Hardman.
What about Marvin Jones?
I think I'd take that deal, too. I think I'd almost take anything I could get for the guy.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of upside season long for Marvin Jones, so I'll definitely go with that.
Let me read through this list of 350 offensive players and find this line. Oh, Saquon Barkley with that high ankle sprain will likely not need surgery. The news we heard was 4 to 8 weeks, so 1 month or 2 months, somewhere in between. Not a great thing. It's good that he doesn't need surgery, but obviously this is not good for fantasy owners. Wayne Gallman clearly was the number one waiver wire pickup of the week. We're going to talk more about him in the first official game that we get to after we talk about Thursday Night Football for a little bit. Some players who did not practice this week: Rashad Penny, Mike Williams, Chris Godwin, Damian Williams yet again, T.Y. Hilton, who's going to be out a few weeks most likely, Vance McDonald, and Delanie Walker. We did have some DNPs, but who did make it back to practice on Thursday. Devin Singletary, it was good to see him back out there after that hamstring pull, looking like he's going to go or be good for this week. Let's go ahead and move into the matchups. But before we do, today's show is sponsored by Pristine Auction. They have hundreds of daily auctions for all kinds of memorabilia, including sports memorabilia. It is free to join and free to bid, and you only pay when you win. And right now, you can get $5 off of your first item when you sign up at Pristine Auction by entering promo code SleeperWire. Visit pristineauction.com to get this deal. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. Guys, you ready to get into the matchups here?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right. Thursday Night Football, Eagles at Packers going on right now. It is what? It's 7-0. We got the Aaron Jones touchdown, and then the Eagles just punted. So, and more going on than there has been Thursday night so far this season. Guys, who do you think is going to win this game? Obviously, by the time people are listening, they're going to know, but I think Packers pull it out.
I have to root for the Eagles, man. I'm a Philly boy.
I think the Packers handle business tonight. I think they've got something to prove. I think they got a little chip on their shoulder. I think they're going to get out there and just tear it up. I feel like Devontae Adams is going to have a big night tonight.
Rob, are you a Filthies fan too?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do like the Filthies.
Oh, man. I'm a Braves fan. How'd it feel to have that lineup and not make the postseason? Did it suck? I bet it sucked.
Well, okay, so what I did was recall the moment that I was in basic training and the Phillies won the World Series. That I have that to hold on to.
Like a Cowboy fan. Holding on to the past. All that money on Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, Andrew McCutcheon. Nothing to show for it.
Probably a lot of increased revenue for the first half of the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Win-win for the fans, right?
Yeah.
Increased revenue so they can sign more high-priced players, so they can raise ticket prices to pay for those high-priced players.
Awesome. Capitalism.
Everybody's listening right now. I am an Atlanta Braves fan who won the division, unlike the Phillies, who didn't win the division, didn't make the postseason. I'm going to keep hammering this in.
My favorite player is Chipper Jones, so, I mean, I can't really hate on the Braves.
Oh, he's my all-time favorite, too.
Yeah, he was great. What a wonderful man.
He'd probably still be a top 20 third baseman if he came back today.
I absolutely agree.
All right, guys, make sure you are checking out the other shows that SleeperWire puts out each week. We have the Sunday Blitz, where we answer all your start sit questions for, what, Mike, at least 2.5 hours on Sundays?
Yeah, usually closer to 3, man.
Yeah, 3 hours. That's crazy. Phone calls, we got a call into the show, get your question answered right there live on air. It's pretty awesome. Listen to The Great Debate, which comes out on Tuesday over the waiver wire. We have the weekend recap that comes out on Tuesday as well, and the Wednesday live mail sack show, which once again has also been running about 2 to 3 hours. A lot of phone calls, a lot of people calling in, which is really, really good to see. And of course, the weekend preview that you guys are listening to right now. Let's go ahead and move into the afternoon games for Sunday afternoon. First, Redskins at Giants. Case Keenum is going to be good to go after missing practice Wednesday, so we are not going to see the debut of Dwayne Haskins yet. So I had, well, was that going to be good or bad for Terry McLaurin? Well, with Case Keenum being in there, that's going to be good for him. Guys, I'm calling it. I think Terry McLaurin gets yet another touchdown. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, man, the guy is just fuego. Like, he's just so good. And he's going to get a touchdown. He's going to get 70 yards of touchdown. He's basically this year's Dante Moncrief.
Don't ever befoul the name of Terry McLaurin by comparing him to Dante Moncrief again.
What about
blasphemer?
What about like mid-2000s Dante Moncrief? What about like 50 yards and a touchdown every game Dante Moncrief?
That's what maybe. I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Jeez. Yeah, McLaurin. That guy can't hold a ham sandwich right now. It's frightening.
Every time I see someone call him Scary Terry, and I know what they're referring to, but do you guys watch Rick and Morty?
I do not. No, I don't.
No? Oh, there's an episode that's kind of like, it's making fun of Inception, but as you go further into the dream levels, there's this Freddy Krueger character in each dream level. And his name's Terry, and he goes by Scary Terry. And he always calls everybody bitch. Oh, bitch.
So now,
that's what I think of every time I hear Scary
Do you see
Terry.
Terry McLaurin doing that when he runs by somebody? And just being like, bitch.
Yeah.
Giving just the like Heisman post.
that is perfect. Yes, that's what I'm going to picture every time now. Let's move Fantastic. To the Giants side of the ball, because I don't think there's any more Washington Redskins worth talking about, is there? Maybe Adrian Peterson. I think he would be an okay play in this game. Chris Thompson. But Terry McLaurin's the only one who you're definitely starting, isn't he?
Right. Well, yeah, for sure.
Let's do it, Scary Terry. Let's move to the Giants side of the ball. Daniel Jones' debut last week. Saquon Barkley got that high ankle sprain, so Wayne Gallman is the next man up. And Elijah Penny, he's the other guy in that backfield, right? He stayed in New York, just moved over to the Giants from the Jets. Wayne Gallman, obviously, he is not going to be what Saquon Barkley was. Otherwise, it would have been Wayne Gallman's job. But let me throw out a couple names for you guys here. So keep in mind, they're going against the Redskins, division rival. Would you play Wayne Gallman or Frank Gore?
Frank Gore.
Ooh. Yeah, I think I'm playing Frank Gore.
Wayne Gallman or Carlos Hyde?
Probably Wayne Ooh. Gallman there.
Yeah, I'll say Gallman.
What about Frank Gore or Gallman if Singletary is in?
If Singletary is in, I'm probably playing Gallman.
Yeah, at least he's got a more line share of that backfield.
Gallman against the Redskins or David Montgomery against the Vikings?
David Montgomery.
Shoo, his usage scares me, but I'd say the same.
All right. Just trying to test the waters and see where we are at on Wayne Gallman. Golden Tate, guys, it's time to start thinking about picking him up if he is available in your league. He comes back after this week. Evan Engram, I think, is a tight end. He's still got to roll out there. Just the draft capital, and he's still capable of putting up great games. Let's move on to a higher scoring game, Chiefs at Lions. Chiefs side of the ball, we got Pat Mahomes, LeSean McCoy back at full practice after being limited Wednesday. Damien Williams still out. At wide receiver, Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, and Mecole Hardman. And then, of course, Travis Kelce at tight end. Man, going against the Lions, this is a start everyone, right?
I'd say so, absolutely.
Yeah, going against anybody is
yeah, as that was coming out, my first thought was, you know what, just start all the Chiefs no matter what.
Yeah, start Chiefs. Yeah. Just always be Chiefs.
Indeed.
They could be playing the Vikings and the Bears at the same time, and I would still want to start all the Chiefs.
Right.
Yes.
Same.
Yes. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes joke. Just made the 99 club day today.
The 99 club day for what?
99 club today in Madden. He's
in Madden.
Player rated 99. So, yeah. There's.
Gotcha. I haven't bought a Madden since 16. And it's usually how I do it. I'll go 3 or 4 years without buying one, and then the commercials will just suck me in and make me want it, and then I buy it, and I'm like, this is the same damn thing. You're basically paying $60 yes. bucks for updated rosters.
Yeah, and maybe some smoother graphics and a better physics engine.
See, maybe. Not worth maybe. It. Let's move to the Lions side of the ball, this because they could put up some serious points against the Chiefs. Also, Matthew Stafford, I think, is a good stream this week. Kerryon Johnson, I think, is a great start. Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, both great starts. But, guys, I want to talk to you about TJ Hockenson. After putting up, you know, a goose egg in a dud week, are you thinking about playing Hockenson against the Chiefs this week, Mike?
Absolutely. I feel like, I mean, the guy had, what, 3 touchdowns in this last game and not one of them landed right. So I feel like he's getting used in the red zone. I just feel like he had a bad week. I'm still playing him.
Yeah, they're going to be in negative game script chasing Pat Mahomes. So I would expect anybody who's a red zone target to probably have their chance at a touchdown this week.
Guys, did that graphic just say that Devontae Adams has 6 catches and over 100 yards in the first quarter?
Yeah, dude, he's ripping it up. I'm telling you, they've just every single play they're throwing to Devontae.
6 for 107. I've got a work league where I've got Devontae Adams and Carson Wentz going tonight, and Devontae Adams has 8 times as many points as Wentz does.
That is not good math.
Aww. Wentz out here with 1.2. I would really like to see Adams get a touchdown in this quarter, but I'm assuming it didn't happen on this play because Mike's already seen this play and he didn't go crazy yet.
Maybe I'm just a good bluffer.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Let's move on to the next game, though. People are going to get bored of us talking about the game that they've already watched. Titans at Falcons. Derrick Henry just keeps salvaging his days with goal line touchdowns. Delanie Walker was back at did not practice. But aside from Delanie Walker, was there anybody else in this game worth even mentioning? I mean, Henry keeps scoring touchdowns. I think he's got 4 in the first 3 weeks. There's no one else I'm starting. What about you, Rob?
No, AJ Brown and Corey Davis are both no goes for me.
I don't even think they're ownable.
Yeah, I don't have any of them.
Yeah, you do not need to roster those guys. Let's move to the Falcons side of the ball. Matt Ryan, Devonta Freeman, who is probably going to get more or a bigger share of the carries than he normally would. Ito Smith went down last week against the Colts. He is back at practice, but he did get hurt last week. Julio Jones has scored at least 1 touchdown each week. Calvin Ridley, only 1 target all of last week. Mohamed Sanu was getting a ton of those. And Austin Hooper was as well, and he got into the end zone twice. This Falcons offense looked really good. Do you expect another repeat performance here? Or do you think the Titans are going to shut him down a little bit more than the Colts did?
I think that Devontae Freeman's going to be a tough start if you have better options this week because that Titans defense has proved that they're for real. So that's going to be a tough sledding for Derrick Henry.
No. Freeman or Gallman?
Devontae Freeman. Oh.
Freeman for me.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
All right. Just testing the water there. Calvin Ridley, over under one target.
Yeah, over. I'll take the over on that.
I'm gonna say over for sure. Moving on, Browns at Ravens. Guys, this one has potential to be maybe the highest scoring game of the week. I think you're starting all players in this one. Browns side of the ball, I think you really want to start Baker. You want to start Nick Chubb. You want to start Odell Beckham Jr., who has had a great start to the season. And also Jarvis Landry. I mean, these are two good defenses, so it could be a low-scoring game, but these are also two really good offenses as well. Ravens, no slouch. Lamar Jackson, who's killing it. Mark Ingram, three touchdowns last week. Mark Andrews, who's been great at tight end. Marquise Hollywood Brown, who's been good as wide receiver. Is there any one of these guys I just mentioned, Rob, who you're not going to start?
Nope. If I have them, I've got them in my lineup.
Rob, what about
Same.
You?
They're locked up. They're locked up for me.
Anybody I didn't mention who you're going to start in this matchup?
No, well, I don't think...
No, I'm just
I don't
kidding.
Think there's anybody.
Would you start Mark Andrews or Austin Hooper this week?
That's a tough call, and I actually have to make that. As a homer, I'm going to take Mark Andrews.
That's a choice I had to make. I had to make that choice in two leagues last week, and I went Hooper over Andrews in both, and it turned out really well.
I think I went Hooper, too. I think I'd go Hooper right here this week.
Hooper against the Titans or Andrews against the Browns?
Ooh, yeah, I guess Andrews.
I'm going Andrews.
I'm saving that decision for Sunday morning. Let's move on. Raiders at Colts. On the Oakland side of the ball, we got Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, Tyrell Williams, Darren Waller, who went off yet again. 13 catches for 134 yards. That dude is just killing it. And he was on 14 targets, too. He is getting work for sure. Colts side of the ball, Jacoby Brissett. I will talk more about him a little bit later. Once again, hint, hint. Marlon Mack, T.Y. Hilton is out. So it's Paris Campbell, Zach Pascal, and Deion Kane as the next guys up. Of course, you got Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle there as well. So give me one Colts wide receiver, Mike, if you had to play one of these guys. You can't say no one.
Paris Campbell for me. I feel like Paris Campbell is the guy that he kind of relies on in this offense without T.Y. Hilton. I think he's probably the most talented on that team, too, as far as minus T.Y. Hilton, of course.
What about you, Rob?
Yeah, I'm going to lean Paris Campbell, but I think Deion Kane is going to get a lot of targets, be the possession receiver while Paris Campbell plays the big play splash role receiver.
Devontae Adams.
The upside on Paris Campbell.
Devontae Adams, did he drop that touchdown or get knocked away?
Knocked away before it got to him.
All right. Ooh, that barely touched. Should have had it. I think I would take Paris Campbell as well, Mike. Let's move on. Patriots at Bills. On the Patriots side of the ball, we got Tom Brady, who's having a great season. Sony Michel, Julian Edelman, who was limited Wednesday but should play. Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, who had a great week last week. Anybody I'm missing, Rob? Anyone who you want to start on the Patriots? Maybe Rex Burkhead, maybe James White?
Well, that Patriots backfield is notoriously tricky to figure out, so I would venture a guess that no, I'm not going to rely on either Sexy Rexy or James White to, or Sony Michel, really. I'm relying on him in a few leagues, and it doesn't feel good to watch that score not go up. It really doesn't.
Let's talk about the Bills here. Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
I said, unless it's his day on the tape, like if he's the one that they forgot to. Or if it's his day to get the 700 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah, his Jonas Gray day.
Right.
The Mike Gillisley week one and then never again. Let's move to the Bills side of the ball. Mike, your boy, Josh Allen, Wyoming guy, right?
Hell yeah.
Of course, we got Frank Gore and Devin Singletary there at running back. Singletary did practice. He still might not play. There's a chance they hold him out. But he did practice. John Brown and Cole Beasley at wide receiver. John Brown, I think, is someone who he might be the late round pickup, the best draft value of the season so far. I was thinking about this earlier. Mike, would you trade Terry McLaurin to get John Brown straight up? Because I would.
I think I might. I don't know. I like both those guys a lot. I want to have them both. But, yeah, I think I might make that trade. He'd be about the level. Actually, no, I don't know. I think I still keep Terry McLaurin. Sorry. I got it.
What about you, Rob?
I think I might just because the quarterback certainty in Buffalo as opposed to there may be quarterback turnover. And I know Terry McLaurin had rapport in college, but we don't have the guarantee that Dwayne Haskins is going to come in and just be an all-star just because Terry McLaurin was doing well with an NFL-ready quarterback. So if they ever make that switch, that could kind of change that, and that could be towards your fantasy playoffs. So sure, I'd probably take a stab at it, trying to get John Brown there.
Yeah, someone posted in one of the Facebook groups that I'm a part of, would you trade Terry McLaurin to get John Brown and Malcolm Brown? And I was like, I would trade him straight up for John Brown. So to get Malcolm Brown with it, hell yeah, I would do that.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Panthers at Texans. They had the debut of Kyle Allen last week. Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, and the big Greg Olsen, the man himself, 2 touchdowns last week. On the Houston side of the ball, Deshaun Watson, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, and Will Fuller. Man, I would have been really excited about this if we had a healthy Cam, but I think this was just going to be a disappointing game. What do you think, Mike?
I mean, yeah, I like Kyle Allen. I think he's a good fit. I think he actually throws the ball a little bit more. I do like Curtis Samuel a little bit more than most of the rest of them. I do kind of like Greg Olsen. And, of course, I'm starting Christian McCaffrey, but I don't know. I think that's about it. I don't think that I can get invested in too many other players on that team. I mean, I know I just took about like half the team right there, but it just seems like they're just disappointing. They don't have any excitement value. Except
not
for Christian
all.
McCaffrey.
And also.
Well, and Curtis Samuel. Yeah, Curtis Samuel had more targets than DJ Moore from Kyle Allen last week. So Curtis Samuel would be the guy I'd be more excited about with Allen still manning the helm.
Mason Crosby out there lowering the boom. Damn. He almost hit as hard as Pat McAfee did. You remember that hit on Trendon Holiday, Mike?
I do. Oh,
that was beautiful.
Hell yeah.
He's got this stand-up. Pat McAfee did stand-up for a little while. And it was really only supremely funny if you were from Indiana and a Colts fan, because a lot of his material was about that. But he talks about that hit and talks about Madden and how when he was a kid, his brother used to always be the Broncos against him. His brother, I think his name was Kurt. I'm not 100%, but let's go with Kurt. So what his brother would do is he would get the kickoff, and then his brother would run all the way to the end zone and then turn around and run all the way back to the other end zone and then turn around again and then run to the other end zone and score and do that every single kickoff. And it would just piss Pat McAfee off. So when he kicked it to Trendon Holiday and Holiday started running it, he looks at him and goes, "Not today, Kurt." Knocked him out of bounds. Sorry. Pat McAfee is really, really funny.
Yeah, I love Pat McAfee. He's hilarious.
He talks about the whole swimming in the canal drunk incident. That was pretty great. All right, enough about the Colts. We talked about them already. Anything else from this game? I think we talked to, did I ask you both Hyde or Gallman? I think you both said Hyde, didn't
you?
Yeah.
I think I said Gallman for that one.
No, I think we both said Gallman.
Yep.
Oh, all right. There we go. Let's move on, though. Chargers at Dolphins. Start all Chargers. Phillip Rivers is a great stream. Austin Eckler, Justin Jackson, start both of them this week, even if you haven't been starting Justin Jackson. He's a great play to start here in week four. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, who was limited, but if he plays, you're going to start Mike Williams. I think even Travis Benjamin in this matchup, you can fire him up. Rob, are you starting any Dolphins?
Maybe Preston Williams.
Why?
Well, Josh Rosen has kind of favored him the most, so he's going to be your wide receiver one down there. He's got good hands, and he's an explosive playmaker. So if I'm either devastated by the bye week shuffle or the injury showdown, I will. And he's available, and maybe Philip Dorsett isn't, and some other guys that I'd like to pick up on the waiver wire. I would not be afraid to start him if I didn't have a better options available.
I will say this. If you're being hit with the bye week shuffle, you have entirely too many Jets and 49ers on your team, and you're probably not doing very well anyway.
Right, yeah, that's not a good start. Well, I don't know. 49ers have been doing pretty decent.
I mean, one of them.
Right.
Garoppolo.
I don't know.
Yeah, Breda's pretty good, man.
No, I mean, yeah, Breda, Mostert, Jeff Wilson, they've been doing pretty well.
You can piece together some wins with those names.
Yeah. I pity the guy who starts all three 49ers running backs on his team. Yeah, Buccaneers at Rams. This has potential to be the highest scoring game of the week as well. I think you're going to want to start damn near every player in this one. Jameis Winston, Peyton Barber, Ronald Jones. I don't know if you're going to start either one of those running backs. Mike Evans, 3 touchdowns last week. Chris Godwin, who has been injured, but hopefully he'll be back on the field. I think OJ Howard bounces back. And I'm not talking 8 for 102 like he's capable of. But I think he puts up a tight end one week for you. On the Rams side of the ball, of course, we have Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Brandon Cooks. Guys, would you say that this is the highest scoring game of the week, or do you think Browns-Ravens is going to be higher? Or let's say Chiefs-Lions. That could be up there too.
I think Chiefs-Lions for sure, but I think this will be a high scoring affair between the two guys. I actually have a basically, like you said, I actually have O.J. Howard scoring a touchdown this week even.
Yeah, I definitely think we'll see high scoring this one. I don't think it'll be higher scoring than the I think my prediction for the highest scoring would be Chiefs-Lions.
Is there anybody in this matchup who you don't like? Anyone you're not starting? I'm not starting the running backs for the Rams. I don't buy it.
I'm not starting the running backs for the Bucs. Not going to happen.
Oh, that's what I meant. I was looking directly at the Bucs. I am starting Todd Gurley. Let me fix that. Let me clarify. Thank you, Rob. I'm not starting Peyton Barber or Ronald Jones.
Correct. Yes.
Yes, that's much better.
Now, it's definitely it's hard to tell who they're going to feature, and it seems like they're going with a hot hand, and sometimes Ronald Jones builds up a head of steam and picks up 8 yards. I mean, he's had some explosive-looking runs, but Peyton Barber seems the guy that they rely on, but neither of them have been appealing through week so far.
Neither one's good.
No,
that's all there is to it. Yeah. Seahawks at Cardinals. Russell Wilson, a monster week last week. 406 passing yards and 2 touchdowns through the air. 51 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Chris Carson fumbled again the third time this season, third time in 3 weeks. But Rashad Penny is hurt, so it looks like Carson is still going to be getting the work. Tyler Lockett got targets last week, getting the ball, which is something that he really hasn't gotten his whole career. Even last year when he finished as a top 15 wide receiver, he wasn't getting targets. He was just scoring touchdowns. Will Disley looking great as well. On the Cardinals side of the ball, Kyler Murray, David Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, who's having a very resurgent year, Christian Kirk, who's stepping up, having a breakout season. Guys, this one's going to be a fun one. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be fun to watch, too. I think you got, like, Christian Kirk, dude, I really like this guy. I've always liked this guy since his draft. I want to see what he can do on the field, and it seems like he's actually starting to get that chance. So, and watching Larry Fitzgerald lead the pack out there and doing what he's doing too, love it. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's awesome to see him out there.
Yeah, he's wrecking it right now. Fitz is really, I think he's a wide receiver one so far through the season.
Almost the one.
Yeah, damn near close. Vikings at Bears. Kirk Cousins, he's a bench or even drop at this point. I mean, most people probably don't even have him rostered. Not a good stream this week against the Bears. You got to play Dalvin Cook since he's amazing, but you know, it's a tough matchup. Adam Thielen is Kirk Cousins' number one. I don't think you can trust Diggs right now. Can you, Rob? Is he someone that you're willing to put into your lineup? Because I don't see it.
I'm hoping I have better options and that I drafted some backup plans. But, yeah, Diggs right now is hurting you week after week, and we're getting to the point where you might want to offer him up for trade bait and see what you can get for him and hopefully get something decent in return before the value falls even further.
I think he'll actually have a pretty decent game this week. I think you'll see the Bears shut down Thielen. You'll see them shut down Cook. And I think that Diggs will be the guy that he is, gets you those big games when you need him to. So I feel like that. I feel like the Vikings are actually going to do pretty decent against the Chicago defense.
Would you play Diggs or? Sorry, go ahead.
I said I think their defense has just, or their team has just been storing themselves for this game.
Gotcha. Would you play Diggs or McLaurin?
Probably Diggs.
I'd probably go McLaurin.
Diggs or DJ Chark?
Diggs again.
Yeah, I'd go Diggs with that one as well.
Diggs or John Ross?
Oh, Diggs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, by a mile.
Calvin Ridley.
Diggs again. Mm.
Yeah, that one target game scares me. I'd go get Diggs.
Tyrell Williams. He's scoring each week.
Yeah. Has he recovered from that, was it a hip pointer or like a tibial plateau, something?
I mean, he played last week with it, so I would say yes.
Yeah. Sure.
I'd go with
All right. All right. Good to know. Moving to the Bears side of the ball, we got David Montgomery, Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel doing what he is capable of doing once a season. 3 touchdowns last week, but this was something interesting. 2 of Taylor Gabriel's touchdowns. Now, Gabriel is a speed guy. He's a short, quick, speedy wide receiver who really has made his name catching long bombs. 2 of his 3 touchdowns last week were inside the 5-yard line. Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty nuts that he was getting the targets for that spot. I don't know. Did anybody see him get grabbed at all?
No. What happened?
Like in any leagues? Like, no, I'm just saying, like, in any leagues, did you see anybody pick him up? Even?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, did he get held in the game or something like that?
No, I mean, I own him in a couple dynasty leagues, but other than that, I didn't see him get picked up in one league. Like, nobody's chasing those points because everybody knows better out there.
I didn't either. Nobody fell for it.
Right, yeah, he had 3 touchdowns last week, and like not one person picked him off the waiver wire.
Nope, not at all.
Getting better.
And Davante Adams, another huge play right here. Oh, high stepping. Goodness.
Look at that face mask. Woo!
Damn.
No call.
I'm the only money league I have. I have Davante Adams going tonight. I'm pumped. Jaguars nice. At Broncos, guys. These Gardner Minshew memes are amazing. They're just as good as Chuck Norris memes. The one where Gardner Minshew's dad dropped him off at college, and then Minshew turned to his dad and said, "You're the man of the house now."
Yeah. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, these ones, they're awesome. It's like if you took Uncle Rico and, oh my God, how can I... White Goodman from Dodgeball. So Ben Stiller's character. If you took them two together and made one person, you would get one Gardner Minshew.
I just still feel like it's Uncle Rico. I feel like Gardner Minshew is Uncle Rico, and we'll see it here soon.
He's going to throw the football over the mountains.
He will throw the football over the
Leonard Fournette, I think he's a guy who's still at least flex-worthy for you at the running back. DJ Chark, with Gardner Minshew, I think he's someone who you have to have in your lineup. Would you play, let me ask this, Chark or McLaurin?
McLaurin.
Yeah,
I feel like this one's harder
as well.
That one's way close for me. Like, I feel like that's about the same line for me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Joe Flacco, Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, Emmanuel Sanders, and Cortland Sutton on the Broncos side of the ball. Man, Sanders and Sutton are having really good seasons, making Joe Flacco look like a pretty decent fantasy quarterback. Philip Lindsay, what got in the end zone twice last week, didn't he?
He did.
Yes.
He's being Philip Lindsay. He's just
He and Royce had similar numbers of carries, but Lindsay's certainly getting the work down on the goal line, pounding the ball across into the end zone. Look good out there. I don't expect this game to be very high scoring, though.
No, me neither.
Mm-mm.
Did you hear the rumor that the Eagles offered Zach Ertz in a big package for Jalen Ramsey to the Jags?
I did hear that. I wanted to see if that was true or not. I didn't get a chance to, like, research it.
Just in case, I picked up Dallas Goedert everywhere.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert being available is, I need to get him too.
Yep, just in case. Let's move to Sunday Night Football. Two more games left here. I know we're moving kind of quick, but once again, we want to make sure we get through all of these. Cowboys at Saints. And with Drew Brees, this was going to be an awesome game. Cowboys, I still think you're going to put up an awesome game. Dak Prescott is he the number one quarterback in fantasy after Mahomes, or is he number two? I think he's number two.
Yeah, I think Mahomes is number one, Dak two.
Yeah, Dak, the number two quarterback in the league right now, if I'm not mistaken. Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, who's having a wide receiver one season. Jason Witten, who's scoring touchdowns for you if you're playing him. Cowboys have a lot of firepower. I cannot wait for them to get Michael Gallup back. Devin Smith kind of disappointed a little bit last week. I don't really see him getting much more activity. Saints, they're going to use a mix of Teddy Bridgewater, Taysom Hill. They also got Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas. Is there anyone who's not on this list who is going to be in your starting lineup? Rob, are you starting Devin Smith or Randall Cobb?
Maybe Randall Cobb, probably not, and maybe Jared Cook, but hopefully not.
Yeah, I might.
Mike, what about you?
Play in a pinch, but that'll be in the rare circumstances where I actually get him on board. I like Randall Cobb. I like his talent. And, you know, he just barely missed a big touchdown last week himself. I had him going in daily, and if he had caught that, I'd have cashed in. It was the difference maker for me. But I feel like he's a decent play, but I'm still, again, in deep leagues, DFS, things like that, I don't mind it.
Monday Night Football, Bengals at Steelers. Kind of a crappy game to end the week. Andy Dalton was actually picked up on a lot of waivers this week, I saw. Joe Mixon had a great day through the receiving game last week. John Ross, still a top fantasy wide receiver. Tyler Boyd, not horrible. On the Steelers side of the ball, we got Mason Rudolph, James Conner, Juju Smith-Schuster, who got into the end zone last week but still isn't putting up the numbers we were expecting from him. Are you guys going to watch this whole game? Because I feel like it's going to be kind of a snoozer.
I feel like this is going to be a good game. I feel like it's going to be a fun game to watch. I don't know why. Both these teams seem like dumpster fires to me, but I really think they could pull it together this week.
Division rivalry game, and I think we're actually going to see – I'll be talking about one of them later, but we're actually going to see some fireworks from these two quarterbacks that don't get a lot of love right now. But Mason Rudolph and Andy Dalton both have the talent to be able to shred some inferior secondaries, and I think that's what the case is for both quarterbacks. So let's see what we what kind of fireworks we can get on this shitty on paper game.
All right, which one's going to be a better game, Cowboys Saints or Bengals Steelers?
Cowboys Saints.
That's what I thought. With Drew Brees, that was hands down. But being my AFC North, you know, home team here, that's an exciting game with some playoff implications. So I'll probably be watching Monday night.
What do you mean AFC North home team? You're not a Steelers fan, are you? I thought you were a Ravens fan.
I'm a Ravens fan.
Yeah. So why do you care about Bengals Steelers?
Because they're in our division.
Eh, whatever. No one else cares.
It's divisional football.
Guys, before we get into our streaming quarterbacks, shout out to the other shows in the Sleeper Wire Network. Break from the Grind, On Beat with Rob, Dynasty Wire, The Fantasy Fam, and The Fantasy Champs. Let's move into our streaming quarterbacks, our last little segment here. And I'm going to kick it off once again, taking Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, third week in a row. The guy's just getting it done for you. At least two touchdowns each week, three touchdowns against that good Titans defense, 310 passing yards last week against the Falcons. They're at home. I think Jacoby Brissett is going to be okay without Hilton against the Raiders defense. Mike, what about you?
You know, I really liked what I saw with Daniel Jones. I thought that that guy came out, did what he needed to get done. Seemed like he gave that whole team a boost. He kind of reminds me of the old Tebow effect and everything like that. So I feel like I'm streaming him. I feel like that guy is not owned in a lot of leagues, which is kind of crazy to me because the guy actually can get it done with his legs too on a team that just is going to have to play from behind in most cases. So I really like Daniel Jones. I really like him this week. Maybe not so much rest of the season, but streaming, love it.
Rob, take us to the finish line here.
Well, I'm going to go with something that sounds very counterintuitive, but Case Keenum is my streaming quarterback this week. He's been over 300 yards twice already this week. He's thrown for at least two touchdowns every week. He's been over 20 fantasy points twice, and I think he did fairly well other than the absolute, you know, horrendous turnover with three interceptions and two fumbles against the Bears. But that's the NFL's top turnover defense right now, and he's facing the New York Giants. So I think he's going to have a field day, and that's going to be another division rivalry induced, you know, kind of rivalry game there.
That is going to wrap it up for this week's Sleeper Wire Show. Follow us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. Rob is on there at eSorbor1. Mike is at DirtyJobs21. And I am Prof_ChrisSW. And also follow us on the Sleeper app at eSorbor, at DirtyJobs, and Professor Chris. And follow us on Facebook, Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. And visit SleeperWire.com to submit a question to us. Rob, Mike, thank you so much for joining me this week. Everybody else, we'll catch you next time.